This is KCRW. I'm Larry Perrell. So whether you live or work in Santa Barbara, there is a good chance you've seen Spencer the Gardener. The band has played at most, if not all, of the live spots and events in town, from Fig Mountain in the Funk Zone on a Friday night to performances at the Cantina during the annual fiesta. Spencer has been a fixture in the city for years, and I thought it'd be great to have him on, talk a bit about the music scene here and how the city has changed. Thanks so much for coming in.
Hi, Larry.
Hi. So first things first, how did the band get its name?
I was living in London, and I had gotten kind of tired of music, and I came back to town, and I got a job landscaping in Montecito. I was working a lot, and I was making pretty good money, and I got hurt one day, and I couldn't go back to work, and I took my four-track out and started writing songs again. I was reading a book at the time called Being There, which has a character called Chancey the Gardener. So I was thinking to myself, well, okay, I made this money landscaping. It doesn't sound very good, Spencer the Landscaper. Spencer the Gardener sounds pretty good, and that's kind of a cool reference point. So I recorded the record, called it Spencer the Gardener, and then the guys that I recorded it with sort of, we should play some dates. And I had already called it Spencer the Gardener, and we played a few dates, and the band kind of took off.
And how many people in the band?
Between 6 and 10, depending on certain shows.
Okay. And you have a favorite place to play in town?
Well, you mentioned the Cantina for Fiesta, and that is always a super, there's just something about that vibe on a Wednesday night. The show has been sold out for 10 years, which is nice. And I just love the vibe, and New Noise has come in and taken over the Cantina too, so they make it super pretty, and it just suits our style very well.
I want to talk a bit about the art scene here in Santa Barbara. Has it changed over the years?
Well, yeah, it's changed a lot. Mm-hmm. It's changed all over California, and the way that people listen to music now is a little bit lost because you can find it anywhere. So consequently, you tend to have to play a little more because you're not selling as many things. And the whole new makeup of all of the different clubs and wineries and brew pubs, et cetera, it's like the money shifts all the time too. So it's always changing, and you just always have to look at it and try to figure it out a little bit, move one way or another.
Would you describe the music scene here, the live scene, as vibrant?
To me, it's always seemed vibrant in one way, is that it's always existing, and it's existing for different people in different ways. I mean, Tom and Kenny have been playing the Cold Springs Tavern for 30 years.
Explain who Tom and Kenny are.
Tom Ball and Kenny Sultan play Sundays at Cold Springs Tavern and have for years and years and years. Toad the Wet Sprocket still plays. Spencer the Gardener still plays. However, if you ask anybody under 25, I would almost guarantee you they won't know any of those names.
Are there things that, from an arts perspective, you wish the city had that it doesn't have now?
Yeah, I mean, there's wishful thinking, but I'm just, you know, it'd be nice if there was great big concert stages that everybody flocked to all the time. There's a lot you're up against if you're a band.
You alluded to this before, that you also write music. Guys, I know your band plays a lot of covers as well, but you write music. And
we have 8 records out.
You have 8 records, right, yeah. Which I had no idea. But you've also been played on KCRW. Tell us a little bit about that.
The first record that we had and the first radio station that called us was KCRW in Los Angeles, and it was Deirdre O'Donohue. And this actually is a really perfect example of how music really does work in an odd way. But she called up and she said, hey, I'm going to play your song on the radio. And I said, okay, great. And I said, just out of curiosity, what made you listen to us or whatever? And she's like, well, I'm going to be honest with you, but I was shifting this box of all these submissions I had, and your record fell out, and I really liked the cover.
When covers were a thing.
When covers were sort of important, yeah. So, yeah, I mean, it is a very strange thing to do, music, because that right there can be everything in the world. Obviously, our cover wasn't good enough to have it be played all the time. could have been the song, I suppose, but right. I doubt it.
Now, you had said something to me when we last talked about something that your mother had said that really resonated with you about Santa Barbara. Do you remember what that was?
Coming back here?
Coming back here. Yeah. You had been in London for a while, and you, like I said, come back.
Well, all of us that grew up here, and I really believe this about everybody, and no matter where you grow up, at some point in time, you're going to feel like you would like to go home. Santa Barbara's a little bit different because when you get home, you go, whoa, this is pretty nice. So my mom said that to me. I got the Airbus back from Los Angeles, and I was sitting at the gas station where they dropped me off, and she came and picked me up. And I think I saw somebody that I went to high school with who said something like, hey, man, what have you been up to? And I couldn't really even answer him because I was like, oh, living in Europe for a couple of years. But and I get in the car, and she takes me home, and I go, it's pretty nice here, huh? And she's like, yeah, I wish you were from somewhere else so that you would understand how nice it is here. And I find that with almost everybody that grew up here, because everybody wants to kind of get away, and then at some point everybody would like to return. Another funny thing that happens with me is I will see people from who don't live here anymore or who went to college here, and they'll say, you're still here, huh? And the way they say it almost sounds like it's a kind of like a slight. But then by the end of the conversation, it's turned around to them saying, God, I wish I could get back here.
What else do you like to do besides music?
I like to surf and I like to dance. I go salsa dancing a lot. I grew up singing Latin songs, and it's something I've always been drawn to that.
Anything that that people don't know about you that you'd like them to know about you?
That I have a radio crush on Madeline Brand.
Ah.
Okay, well, case if you don't know who Madeline Brand is, she has Press Play from 1 to 2, and I've never met her, but I just have a radio crush on her voice and the way she says things and the way she interviews people.
All right, well, now we know. You guys do a lot of benefits to help raise money, fundraising, and all that kind of stuff.
You mean because we live in the benefit capital of the world?
Sure. Well, you're very generous with your time, let's put it that way, right? Where can people catch Spencer the Gardener next?
Speaking of benefits, Ugly Sweater Unity Benefit at Soho on Friday night. We're playing with an 80s cover band called Molly Ringwald Project, which they're super fun. And there's a dance troupe called La Boheme that's also fun.
Spencer Barnitz.
Yeah, that's me, yeah.
There you go. Is a local.
Did you talk about the kids record I have called Organic Gangster?
Oh, no, we haven't talked about
it. Did you talk about all the videos we have on YouTube?
I haven't talked about any of that stuff, but would you like to?
No, I just wanted to say that.
Well, now they know. They can go find it. All right, Spencer Barnitz is a local resident with deep roots in Santa Barbara. He is the founder of Spencer the Gardener, a well-known band right here on the Central Coast. Spencer, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Larry.
Wise stars still fill the sky. Looking forward, I march to a bridge of sighs. Paralyzed, life just passes by.